They sat silently in the room. Mom dabbed a tear from her eye with a tissue and stared out the window. A thousand thoughts flooded Dad's brain. How could this have happened? Is it my fault? How did life in our home spiral out of control so quickly? Were we wrong to have rules? A nurse interrupted their private thoughts. The exam is done. You can go back in now. Your daughter's contractions are just 5 minutes apart. You'll be grandparents soon. Grandparents, he thought. We're about to become grandparents of a baby with no father and our 17-year-old daughter. Welcome to Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and Kent Darcy is with me. Raising teenagers can be challenging under the best of circumstances. And today we're going to discuss the difference between trying to control teenagers' lives and training them to have meaningful, God-directed lives. Whether we choose to control or train will have a large impact in the way our teenagers approach life. We'll discuss this important topic when we return to Champions Arise.
Some say becoming a man is as simple as reaching a certain age. But at Champions Arise, we don't define manhood by a date on the calendar, but instead by one's personal choices of character and valor. Discover with us how to stand firm in the battle of life and allow Christ Jesus, the supreme model of manhood, to determine your motives and actions. Champions Arise is your program to succeed in what matters most. To learn more about Champions Arise, go to championsarise.org.
Kent, I doubt there's a parent listening where fear doesn't strike their heart at the thought of a 17-year-old daughter getting pregnant, like the story I shared at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, a daughter being pregnant and unmarried is a lingering fear I think many parents carry with them. And I think one of the reasons it creates fear, I mean, there's a lot of reasons it creates fear, but one of the reasons is because it's an area we really don't have control over.
We really don't, obviously. And we men in particular don't like that.
No. And we're talking about daughters getting pregnant, but it could be our son getting his teenage girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah.
Or teens spending, you know, time with the wrong crowd, or abusing drugs or getting drunk. I mean, there's a long list of things. But of all these things, they all have one thing in common. Parents feel that they have no control. And like you said, Foster, parents, again, men in particular, don't like being out of control.
Amen.
So to avoid the potential of these type of situations, we try to control the teenager so they won't do any of these terrible things, when really the biblical way is to train them.
Control, at least for guys, usually feels a whole lot better.
Oh, true. I love thinking I have control.
Yeah.
And when I say controlling, I'm referring to out of balance controlling, over controlling.
Yeah, right.
That type of control in parenting, and particularly parenting teens, may seem like it's working in the short term, but it can have disastrous results in the long term.
Yeah.
You know, an example is the story you told at the beginning of the program. You know, that was based on a true story. And the details behind the story, I think, are worth noting. The dad had forbidden his daughter to date until she was 16.
Oh, boy.
And the indication is that he didn't use the biblical principles of raising children, you know, we talked about in our last program.
Oh, by the way, and if any of you listeners would like to hear that program, you can listen to it at our website, championsarise.org. It's called Turning Children's Hearts to Their Fathers.
Yes, it would be very helpful to listen to that program. But the dad we're talking about had a posture of, I'm the boss, and I say you can't date until you're 16. And this program is not about the ages kids should date. You know, that's between God and you and your wife and your teenagers. But his rule was no dating until you're 16 years old.
Okay.
And there was no training or discussion as to why, and the parents didn't teach the daughter wise principles to live by. The focus was the rule.
And I guess the daughter wasn't happy with the rule.
No. In fact, she felt the rule was totally unfair. Yeah. She was embarrassed when her friends would ask her why she couldn't date. She felt like her dad didn't trust her. And, you know, when she tried to discuss how she felt with him, the talk always ended with angry words and tears. Now, the dad felt that his leadership was being challenged. I mean, from his perspective, he was just trying to protect his daughter.
Sure.
You know, but communication between them just stopped. And the mom noticed that the daughter felt humiliated at being the only one who couldn't date. But deep resentment was building in her that neither of her parents saw.
And the day she was going to turn 16 was about to arrive.
Yeah. Yep. And she did. And the rule ended. And because there was no training or perspective or any type of quality communication in the parent-child relationship, when the rule was gone, so was she.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the daughter, she had a date almost every night. And now that she could drive, the dates took place after school and she'd meet the guy somewhere else. She was almost never home. And the parents had no idea who she was with.
Oh, dear.
And when her parents did meet the boyfriend, these were not the type of guys you wanted your daughter to be with.
Were the parents trying to communicate with her at all?
Well, if you call fights over how late she was out and who she was with communication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes she'd be out all night. So the parents were just very concerned because that type of behavior is going to produce consequences.
Oh, yes.
And the daughter's consequence was getting pregnant at 17.
Okay, hold it, Ken.
Yeah.
You're not saying that the parents were wrong to have those rules.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Rules are very important, but they must be applied biblically. And we looked at that last week, but I think it's important. We need to do a brief review of
okay.
that.
Okay. But by the way, before you do that, mm-hmm. and for those of you who may have joined us late, this is Champions Arise. I'm Foster Brown, and I'm with Kent Darcy. And we're discussing the problem of trying to control teenagers instead of training them to have a meaningful, God-directed life. Now, Kent, you were going to give us a brief overview of the three biblical principles we discussed in our program last week.
Yeah. They come from the book Every Man a Warrior by Lonnie Berger. And the first one was, it's the father's God-given responsibility to train his children. Now, this principle is based on Ephesians 6, verse 4. So, Foster, earlier you asked if it was okay for the parents to have rules. Rules are a part of training, because they are important for our well-being.
Yep.
Now, the second biblical principle we discussed last week was children get their self-image from what they believe dad thinks about them.
Mm.
And I'm going to say that again. Children get their self-image from what they believe dad thinks about them. When we try to control our kids, and again, when I say control, I'm not referring to making sure your kids behave at the store. I'm talking about big life-impacting issues.
Yeah.
You know, when we try to control our kids, this is what we're saying. You don't know how to think. Therefore, I must do the thinking for you. I don't believe you have what it takes to make good decisions to be successful, and you are not responsible or worthy of my trust.
Oh, boy. None of those statements sound good for molding self-image.
No, no. And it's actually worse than that. You know, I heard a phrase recently that talks about this. It said, trying to control our teenagers imprisons them in permanent adolescence.
Oh, boy.
Destroys their self-esteem, builds resentment, and keeps them from maturing as they should. And Ephesians 6:4 basically says the same thing. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with a discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. There's two things here. Don't provoke your children. That's what controlling does. But bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. And that is what biblical training does.
So how do we train versus controlling our kids? Now, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Teenagers could be a handful.
Yeah.
And there is a natural tendency, particularly for men, mm-hmm. to want to try to control that situation.
Well, that's true. And, you know, before I answer that question, I want to just mention something here. Champions Arise is by men for men.
Mm-hmm.
So our focus in these programs is identifying and equipping men to do what God calls them to do.
Right.
And I say that because we recognize that parenting is a team effort. We want mom and dad working together.
Amen.
However, there is a biblical burden on the father to take the lead.
Yes.
And in the case of parenting, that leading includes setting a Christ-focused example. And too often, men aren't doing that.
Right.
So if I sound like I'm focusing on men, I am.
Yep.
But it's in the context of couples parenting together in a biblical way. The thing is, control has to be age appropriate. You know, when our children are young, we need to control almost everything they do to protect them. However, if we want them to mature as teenagers and not provoke them to anger, we need to focus on training them.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal of training is to increase their ability to think and to increase their capacity to make good decisions because we aren't always going to be there.
That's true. And someday they're going to grow up and hopefully become independent, but also God-dependent kind of people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our intent. And the third biblical principle of raising children is the word spoken to a child will determine his or her destiny. And we see this when we look at five goals of training a child. The first goal for training is to help our teenagers think and make wise decisions. You know, teenagers who believe they can make good decisions have a great chance of succeeding in life.
Absolutely.
And the second goal is to help them learn the consequences of the decisions they make. Just don't do it is not explaining and teaching the consequences.
And that's basically what the dad in the story did that we told about at the beginning of the program.
Yeah, I mean, the rules weren't the problem.
No.
The issue was they were applied in an overly controlling manner.
Right.
They didn't apply these training steps to their daughter, and the results were bad. The third goal, and this one's really important, is to help your teenager believe he or she can succeed.
Oh, yeah.
You, their father, should be their biggest encourager. Make sure they know scriptures like Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, my friend, this third principle says the words you speak to your child will determine his or her destiny. Think about the last few conversations you had with your teens. Were they controlling or training?
Mm.
And remember, we know how hard it is.
I had three teenagers,
and I messed up a number of times. I mean, control is an easy trap to fall into, but training is a better way.
A biblical way.
Yeah, a biblical way. And the fourth goal for training our teenagers is to give them the freedom to mature. And that means letting them fail. And I'm not talking about life-altering issues. I mean, but sometimes we want to protect our teens from mistakes, and that's not always a good thing.
Right.
And the final goal of training teenagers is to keep communication open and focus on the relationship.
You know, Kent, these principles are great, but talking with teenagers can be a challenge. It's often hard to know what they're thinking about and how to break in.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of times they don't know what they're thinking about or feeling. Yeah. You know, but other times we don't know because we don't ask.
Yeah.
You know, we need to ask questions, not interview style like on the news, but just to learn about them. Also, thoughtful questions help them to think things through and show them we value their opinions and skills. And for you fathers of teenage daughters, I mean, you have the added challenge of not thinking like a female, you know, and this is another area where your wife can really help.
Oh, yes.
You know, because she may understand the feelings your daughter that you don't, and you can avoid the temptation to control, which often has roots in our fears. You know, you want your daughter to be successful and confident and capable of making solid biblical decisions when you aren't around. But that comes through training, not controlling.
You know, Ken, I can't relate to the teenage girl part. Did you have any girls?
Yeah, actually I had one.
I had four daughters.
Whoa.
And the training approach really makes sense to me. I wish I had applied that principle more in my fathering. Now, as a grandpa, I have eight granddaughters.
Whoa.
And I get to redeem some of that time.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, because it's never too late to do that. And I would say to the men like you and me who have grown daughters, you can still build their confidence and encourage them. You know, just begin right now. And for those of you who have teens and you know, maybe you think it might be too late, with God's help, it's never too late.
Oh, that's right.
And for the rest of you fathers, start applying these biblical principles today.
Thanks, Kent. Mm. We'll be right back.
Here's Edmund Speaker, founder of Champions Arise.
Man was created to live in relationship with God, but was separated by sin. Through the cross of Christ, the penalty of sin was paid. By praying in faith, we are reconciled and become children of God. So prayer first changes us. And when we pray for others, God allows us to participate with Him in changing people and circumstances.
To learn how prayer is at the heart of Champions Arise, go to our website, championsarise.org.
Thank you for listening to Champions Arise, where men are equipped and strengthened to meet their God-given potential. Today we discuss the difference between controlling teenagers and training them for a meaningful life. This program was based on Lesson 7 in the book Every Man a Warrior, Volume 2 by Lonnie Berger. You can learn more about his book and listen to this or any of the programs in this series at our website, championsarise.org. I'm Foster Brown with Kent Darcy. Thank you for listening to Champions Arise. May God mold you into the man He knows you can be.